Hi, my name is Eddie. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey about the upcoming March Jacksonville's mayor's election. Are you registered to vote in Duval County?
I'm in registered Duval County.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat, I'm going to go NPA, but I think I'm going to vote for Daniel Davis. I like his campaign style.
Okay. And how likely are you to vote in the March election to pick a new mayor of Jacksonville to replace Mayor Lenny Curry? Very likely? Somewhat likely or
yes.
Not likely?
I'm voting for Daniel Davis. Other than
okay.
Something
else. And
that
what is your gender? I'm sorry, I have to ask this
are
question. What
to
is
me?
Your gender? Yeah.
I am a woman. Yeah, if it looks like a duck, if it sounds like a duck, guess what it is? It's a duck.
All right, now,
but it's a duck.
Is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55?
I'm over 50. Over 55.
From 55 to 64 or over 65?
I'm over 50. I'm not 60. I'm over 55.
Got it. And how did you vote in the recent November 2022 election? By mail, early in person, or
I
on
vote,
the election?
I waited till the day of, and I went in and then ching-ching my ballot.
All right. Now, first, should Jacksonville's next mayor continue moving Jacksonville in the same direction with the same policies as Mayor Lenny Curry, or to change direction?
I don't think nobody should do everything exactly the same. No, I think certain things should be reevaluated.
Okay.
I didn't have no super big problem with Lenny Curry, but my problem is with politics as usual is we play too many games with the people lives. I don't care what you believe in, Democrat, Republican. Look, we all got to live here. Let's make it comfortable for everybody. Not, what you going to do for the black community? They need to do something for themselves. No, we need to make fair.
Okay.
Fair decisions. That's what I mean.
Right. Now, which of the following do you feel that is the most important issue facing Jacksonville today? Quality of schools, violent crime, street flooding and storm water drainage, growing a stronger economy and jobs that benefit all, improved infrastructure in all neighborhoods throughout the city, affordable housing, access to affordable quality health care, or the roads and traffic congestion?
You didn't put what I think is the most important thing.
But out of the list, which one do you think is the most important?
Y'all didn't throw homeless on there. Y'all didn't make laws for everybody to live by. But I'm going to go with something you said to me. Repeat that about it. It's one of them you said about infrastructure. I don't know whether that's the most important thing. It's something else you said.
Improved infrastructure in all neighborhoods throughout the city? Is that the one?
Yes.
Okay. Now, which will be the next most important issue out of the list? Quality of schools, violent crime, street flooding and storm water drainage, growing a stronger economy and jobs that benefit all, affordable housing, access to affordable quality health care, or the roads and traffic congestion?
Affordable housing. Guaranteed we have jobs. But
okay.
Well, the city is responsible for that, so that's a part of the thing why I'm a little upset.
Okay, now do you support or oppose the action taken by Mayor Curry and the City Council to increase the gas tax from 6 cents to 12 cents per gallon to pay the street improvements, drainage projects, and expansion of the Skyway downtown? You support or
oppose that.
Okay.
I'm against that.
Now, when it comes to the
why?
City... When it comes to
I'm against it.
Yeah?
I'm against it because we have allocated funds to Vestcor, to the Jacksonville Jaguars. All that money that we have given away of taxpayers' money that could have been done. We could have been had these roads improved. We could have been had some of this stuff done. Mayor Curry have been in the office about 8 years. It's so much that could have been done, but we so busy vetting people to come here. We get money from all the tourist stuff. We didn't have to pay more taxes, but what they're doing is putting it on the citizens, and then all the other people who come here to invest, they reap the benefits, but the citizens have yet to reap the full benefits.
Okay. Now, when it comes to the city's electric utility, JEA, which do you prefer?
Cut them off.
To privatize JEA by selling it to Florida Power & Light, or to keep it as a city-owned utility?
Keep it as a city-owned utility, but don't privatize it. As a matter of fact, we need to go in there and clean house because they crooked. I own a property. I bought a property from my family member. My family member is over almost 80 years old. She had a bill, almost $2,000. They told me before I can get lights on, I had to pay her old bill. And they said anybody who moved in any property and the person left the lights unpaid, they make the person who moving in pay the old bill. That's a lie.
Okay. Now, in the debate about the city's Confederate soldier monuments, do you prefer to remove them or to keep them?
You can keep them because guaranteed you can remove every monument out of the city of Jacksonville, but you can't take the racist hate out of the hearts of people just because you moved the monuments.
Okay.
Come on.
Now, answer if your opinion of each of the following is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Okay? Al Ferrero, favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know much about him. I've heard him, but I don't know much about his agenda or his politics.
Based on what you heard, if you have to make a decision right now, we have in the middle somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable. Which one should I record for you?
Somewhat favorable. I'm not going to go against a person. I don't know their policy.
What about Donald Trump? Favorable or unfavorable?
Extra unfavorable. Put an extra unfavorable.
What about Ron DeSantis? Favorable or unfavorable?
Put three X's by him.
What about Donna Deegan? Favorable or unfavorable?
I'm going to say favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat.
What about Lenny Curry? Favorable or unfavorable?
I'm going to say favorable. I wasn't crazy about everything, but I like him as a person.
So somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Leanna Gutierrez-Convert?
Jury's still out, so I got to hear more of what she got to say.
Would you say somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
I'm going to use unfavorable.
And what
still
about
some type of way.
What about Audrey Gibson? Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very.
And what about Daniel Dayton?
Going in with Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. Huh?
What about Daniel Davis? Favorable or unfavorable?
Put a star by his name. Favorable.
So
Omega
very favorable.
Allen. Yeah, very. Right. Omega
okay.
Allen. Very favorable.
Now, which of the following 8 candidates will you vote for to be Jacksonville's next mayor if you had to make a choice today? Audrey Gibson, Daniel Davis, Darcy Richardson.
Daniel Davis.
Okay.
Daniel Davis.
And which of the remaining...
Kevin Holdendorf running?
Who?
Kevin Holdendorf.
No, he's not on the list.
Okay,
which of the remaining choices will be like your second choice? Darcy Richardson, Audrey Gibson, Leanna Gutierrez. Omega, okay. And here are a short descriptions of 5 of these candidates. Daniel Davis is a Republican and head of Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce, former state representative, and former president of the city council who will promote the pro-growth, pro-business policies of Mayor Curry, Davis was raised in West Duval. He's a father of four who married his college sweetheart and will fight for families in every community. Leanna Combert is a Republican city council member whose dad escaped communist Cuba and taught her values to live the American dream. She built a transportation business creating jobs, is a former teacher, mm-hmm. and advocate for series of domestic violence. Serving on city council, Leanna has fought to cut taxes and keep her community safe. Donna Deegan is a Democrat, fifth-generation Jacksonville native, and trusted voice of as a 25-year news anchor, who held the powerful to account. Donna is a three-time cancer survivor, founder of the National Marathon to Finish Breast Cancer, and head of the Donna Foundation, which helps thousands of underserved women battle cancer. As mayor, she will be a voice for the voiceless while fixing infrastructure, improving healthcare access for all, and growing an economy that works for everybody, not just a select powerful few insiders. Al Ferrero.
Thank you.
A Republican City Council member who opposed the JEA sale and small business owner who will concentrate city money on its core functions of public safety and infrastructure. He opposes removal of Confederate monuments. Audrey Gibson is an African-American Democrat with 20 years experience in the state legislature who will be the leader that puts the needs of the residents first and brings together the community. She will continue her record of delivering progress on transportation, job creation, healthcare, and better service. Based on this information, which of the following candidates will you vote for to be Jacksonville's next mayor if you had to make a choice today? Daniel Davis, Leanna Gutierrez Comber, Donna Deegan, Al Ferrero, or Audrey Gibson?
Omega Allen is not running?
And not on this question. I only read the description for Leanna Comber, Daniel Davis, Donna Deegan, Al Ferrero, and Audrey Gibson. So out of those five, which will you choose today if you had to?
Davis.
Okay. Next. Please, we're almost done with the survey, by the way. Thank you for your time. Now, please.
And I know you want me to stop talking trash. I know.
Not at all. Please rate each of the following statements about a candidate for mayor's issue positions or actions taken of each. These actions, if each will cause you to definitely vote for that candidate, to probably vote for that candidate, to probably vote against that candidate, or definitely vote against that candidate, right? So the first one says, is consistently anti-aversion and is on record voting for several restrictions to make the procedure much harder and more expensive for women. Will you vote for or vote against this person?
Against.
Probably against or definitely against?
Definitely against.
Okay.
Especially if it's a man.
He's a Washington, D.C. lobbyist. Will you vote for or against?
A Washington, D.C. lobbyist. If he's trying to get in the White House, I don't need him.
Probably against or definitely against?
Probably against.
Okay. This one says, accepted donations and an endorsement from people involved in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Vote for or against?
Against.
So, probably or definitely against?
Definitely.
Okay. It's a big believer
the main people who hollering Blue Lives Matter, they'll allow stuff like that to happen to police officers.
Okay. Now, it's a big believer in benefiting from government spending. His organization took nearly $1 million in federal bailout money during COVID and is now getting hundreds of thousands from Duval County taxpayers to pay his salary. Probably both for or against?
Okay. He took money from where?
From the bailout money during COVID.
The bailout money? Did he have a business?
He's now getting hundreds of thousands from the Duval taxpayers to pay for his salary. So will you vote for this person or against this person?
And the taxpayers pay for his salary. Is he working for it, or is he just getting the money?
I mean, she must be working. We don't have the name, so he's just like basing, you know, on this statement. Will you vote for the person or against that person?
I have to find out more information, but right now, not likely. I have to find out the details, not just
right.
A little small snippet, you know?
So this one will be probably against, right?
Probably against.
Now the next one is, it says, voted 3 times on city council to increase fees Jacksonville homeowners pay for trash, stormwater, and utilities. Will you vote for or against?
Probably against.
Okay. Next one says, was a registered Republican but switched 5 years ago to become a Democrat. Would you vote for this person or against this person?
Probably
against or probably both?
Yeah, probably against.
Okay. Now, is supported by many of the City Hall insiders, consultants, and backers of the FPNL deal to privatize JEA. Will you vote for or against this person?
Against.
Probably against or definitely against?
Definitely against.
Okay, now, works for an organization that took hundreds of thousands of dollars to host an event promoting the privatization of JEA. Will you vote for or against?
I'm voting against.
Probably against or definitely against?
Definitely. I don't want JEA to be privatized, period. So I'm voting against any action that's going to privatize it.
All right. Now, the last one here says, spent 14 years as an advocate for local developers promoting growth and large home building projects in Duval County. Will you vote for or against this person?
Against.
Probably or definitely against?
Definitely, because that's the reason why we're at here. It is not affordable housing here in Jacksonville.
All right.
Because
that's
what it was designed.
Lastly, we're getting at the last part now of the survey. So here are some statements describing one candidate. In this case, will be Donna Deegan, the Democrat. So raise your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Okay? The first one says, Donna Deegan is an award-winning journalist whose 25-year career on TV news put her in touch with people and their stories in every corner of Jacksonville and led her to hold the powerful accountable to their corruption. Would that be very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
It's positive, but in a way it's negative.
Now, Donna Deegan will be a mayor bringing change for good, finally making good on years for promises to fix infrastructure in neglected neighborhoods, including replacing failing septic tanks, installing streetlights, and repairing sidewalks and drainage systems. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
It's positive, but I was born in Jacksonville in 1966 during the period of time when they promised the black people in our area that they were going to give us these things. It'll be 57 years in a few days, and we still haven't gotten it. So it sounds good, but until I see it, it's just another dream.
So will you say neutral, or which will be the reaction? Positive, somewhat
reaction, it sounds positive. The reaction sounds, oh, wow. But will it happen? That's the difference.
You want me to record somewhat positive or very positive?
You can put very positive.
Okay. The next one says, Donna Deegan will be a different kind of mayor who will throw out the good old boys insider network of self-dealing developers and downtown business interests. Does that sound very positive, somewhat positive, neutral?
Sounds very positive.
Okay. Now, being a cancer survivor inspired Donna to create her nonprofit foundation to give back to the community that helped thousands of women facing breast cancer to pay their bills and get care they need to survive. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
As mayor, Donna will focus on coordinating Jacksonville's resources to bring better health outcomes and greater access to health care for all. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
As mayor, Donna Deegan will open up City Hall, bringing transparency and accountability and giving a voice to the voiceless. Very, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Donna will use the mayor's office to promote economic growth and prosperity that includes all of Jacksonville. This includes recruiting new businesses who promote inclusion and innovation, supporting local small businesses development, and open city contracts to those who have been shut out. Very, somewhat,
wow.
Positive, neutral, or negative?
Okay. Everything so far that she says has been positive, but sir, some of it sound like pipe dreams to me. I hope we don't have too much longer on her because I want to see some action.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah, this is just the reaction to the, you know, to the statement itself, right? So
yeah.
The next one. It says, Donna is known for being open and honest with integrity and a good heart, making her the kind of mayor Jacksonville can count on. Does that sound very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Positive.
Somewhat or very?
There.
Now, Donna has experience creating and running a large organization that not only does good for the community, but also generates millions of dollars in economic impact for Jacksonville. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Now, the last one here says, Donna and her family have a long history of being connected to Jacksonville's black community, which includes her grandfather operating the integrated Roosevelt Grill restaurant in the 50s and 60s, and Donna helping to improve the survival rate of African-American women with breast cancer. Very positive, somewhat positive.
Very positive, yeah.
Okay.
She's now, the reason why I'm living, too. Well, not the reason why I'm living. Jesus is the reason. But I've had my bouts with breast cancer scares.
Oh, okay. Now, after hearing this information, will you vote to elect Donna Deegan as mayor, or will you support one of the other candidates?
Listen, the information, I would jump and do cartwheels if I thought that this was going to happen. Yes, I would vote for her. I would. And I know what system we in, the good old boy system. Nowhere we at. But yes, I would.
Okay. Now, do you consider yourself to be African-American or black, Latino or Hispanic, Asian or Pacific Islander, or white or Caucasian?
I consider myself to be part of the original Turtle Island people who was here before they got it. And I know my heritage. I'm part Native, I'm part white, and I'm part black. I don't believe in African American because I'm American. You don't call no other race by, like the white Anglo-Saxon, you don't say British American, it's a white. Scottish American, you know, they're just white,
right.
Or Caucasian.
Okay.
Guess what I am.
Now, how often do
I'm
you
just
watch?
A black person.
How often do you watch each of the following? Like every day, most day, once in a while, or never? For example, the Weather Channel.
I check that out regularly.
Would you say most days? Okay.
Most.
What about Food Network? Every day, most days, once in a while, or never?
I don't watch TV much, so I'm going to say once in a while on all of that. I don't watch nothing but I stream stuff. I watch Asian TV, and I watch the Weather Channel.
And what about
a weather emergency?
What about the local TV news? Once in a while, most days.
Once in a while, cause.
Okay.
Once in a while, I been knew it was fake, but you know Donald Trump truly proved to me how fake our news is.
What about CNN?
I don't watch CNN.
And what about
I don't watch Fox.
What about HGTV or Magnolia Network?
HGTV.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I used to watch. I watched that years ago, but, and then, yeah, I watch, Magnolia is, the home improvement channel where you fix up stuff, right?
Yes, exactly.
I watched it, years ago, but I haven't watched Magnolia, since it's been named Magnolia, but when, her husband, they used to come on TV, I used to watch it years ago. I haven't watched it in years.
And what about MSNBC?
No, I haven't watched that in years.
Okay, perfect. Now, please tell me yes or no if you regularly use each of the following. YouTube, yes or no?
Yes.
Facebook?
Yes.
Instagram?
Excuse me?
Instagram?
Nope.
Snapchat?
Nope. I got it, but I've looked at my Instagram maybe the total of 5 or 6 times, if that.
Okay. What about Snapchat?
Nope. I probably used that one time to tell Donald Trump that he was going to lose the election.
And what about...
No, that's Twitter. No, they're not Snapchat. That was Twitter.
Oh, okay.
No, I never... That was Twitter.
And what about TikTok?
I'm not registered on TikTok.
And what about a local news internet website?
Like News for Jacks?
For example? Uh-huh.
Yeah, I watched that before.
Okay.
Recently, sometimes last year.
Perfect. Well, this concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. Okay?
Okay.
Bye now.